It is the basic fiqh program with Mufti Zubair Bayat Hafidhahullahu Ra'ah. It's just 28 minutes to the hour of 10. Mufti Sahib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Maulana Habib. And assalamu alaikum to all the esteemed listeners of Channel Islam International, or Radio Islam International.
How are you doing today, Mufti
Sahib? I'm fixing my channels up, man. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, very well, and yourself?
Alhamdulillah. Mufti Sahib, today we are, inshallah, going to be discussing the personality and the life of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We know that the incident of Karbala also took place in this month. So it's a good opportunity for us to understand who this person was and what kind of personality he had, Mufti Sahib.
Yes, yes, definitely, Maulana. I think, you know what, first of all, we do hear, alhamdulillah, a lot of people keep their children's name Hussein, also Hassan, Hussein. This is a very popular name, alhamdulillah, in the Muslim Ummah. And may Allah Ta'ala keep that trend going, that we keep the names of these great personalities alive. And also, besides keeping the name Hussein, we hear about this great personality often in our Friday khutbah, Sayyida Shababi al-Jannah al-Hassan wal-Hussein, right? The two leaders of the youth of Jannah, Hassan and Hussein. And of course, then when it comes to the day of Ashura, the mention of Karbala does come in along with the discussion of Ashura. So here again we hear the name of Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an. So it's very important for us to at least have an idea of the personality we're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, today unfortunately people do not know much about some of these great personalities other than just hearing about their names and so on. But who was the man behind that name? What was his personality like? What were his characteristics? What were his good habits? What were his noble traits? What were his good deeds that he performed? You know, how was he as a person? It's important for us to know that as well.
In terms of his lineage, where does Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala fit in?
Yes, Mawlana, as far as lineage is concerned, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, and I want to just clarify one point before we go further, Mawlana, that we, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we do not use the name, we do not say alayhi salam after the name of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, because that is not our belief and it is not our ideology. We do not believe in the concept of imamat. There is a distinct belief of imamat that one group has, and they believe that the imam is even greater than the nabis of the time, and so therefore they refer to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala as Imam Ali alayhi salam, and Imam Hassan alayhi salam, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, Imam Ja'far alayhi salam, Imam Ja'far Sadiq, and Imam Muhammad Baqir, and so on. This is not the way of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We do not say alayhi salam. It is wrong. We do not, only Anbiya alayhi salam are referred to by the term of alayhi salam. So whenever we see in any writings, etc., people see Imam Ali alayhi salam, we must know that this is not from the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Therefore, we must be very cautious if we see something like this, or Imam Hussein alayhi salam. We will always say radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And it's preferred for us to rather say Sayyidina Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So after having clarified that point, I think we can go further to explain, yes, the lineage of Sayyidina Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is that he was born to Sayyidina Ali and Sayyidina Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, and he is thus the grandson of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this was a very special matter, one of the specialities of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of his khususiyat, one of his specialities was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attributed the offspring of his daughters to him.
Mm.
So thus, they are considered to be from the offspring of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And therefore, the attribution is directly to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they are from the offspring of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Normally, the children of one's sons are attributed to your lineage, in a sense that, right, you are, for example, Maulana Habib bin
Yunus.
Bin Yunus bin
Sulaiman.
Bin Sulaiman, right. For example, Zubair bin Ismail bin Dawood.
Mm.
Right. So we are attributed to our fathers and our grandfathers, paternal side, right?
Okay.
But here Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the maternal grandfather, he was the nana.
Mm-hmm.
But the lineage of Nabi Akram, their lineage is attributed to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this was one speciality of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, all the offspring that come from Sayyidina Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and for that matter, all the other children that were born of Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, not only this Hassan and Hussein, they all are attributed back to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it will be said this is the lineage of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a very speciality of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that his maternal grandchildren, his lineage is attributed to him through his maternal grandsons.
Mm.
As I said, normally it is always through the paternal grandchildren, but here this is the exception, and it is a speciality of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Salaam.
Alhamdulillah, whoever is from this noble lineage, till today, alhamdulillah, there are many, many people in the world who are from this noble lineage, and they are known as Sadat, or they are known as Ashraf.
Mm.
The Ashraf or the Sadat, these are those very fortunate ones. Of course, it's not just the good fortune of the lineage, but it must be accompanied also with good deeds. But of course, this is one we could say an honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon them, that they stem from the lineage of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these are the offspring of Sayyidina Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhu. Therefore, we will normally find people saying this is a Hassani Sayyid or a Husseini Sayyid.
Mm.
Hassani means those whose lineage goes back to Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Like Mawlana Abul Hassan Ali al-Nadwi rahmatul Ali, his family was Hassani.
Mm.
So you will often find the name Hassani being used, attributed to them. And then there are other Sadat whose lineage is Husseini. So, nevertheless, this is the lineage of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he is the son of Sayyidina Ali and Sayyidina Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, and the grandson of Imam al-Anbiya, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, amazing thing about Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that amongst all the people in the world, he was the one who resembled Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the most in appearance. So such was the resemblance that, he was a stark reminder of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every sense. Whoever saw him, immediately he brought to their minds, those who had seen Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Hussein brought back to their minds the memory of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was the great degree of resemblance that Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala bore with our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
And Mufti Sahib, what rank did they enjoy? What status did they enjoy in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam?
Well, you know, as far as Sayyidina Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhum are concerned, the degree of love that Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam had for them is unbelievable. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam would show so much of love for them that he even mentioned on one occasion, "Oh Allah, I love them, you also love them." Imagine how fortunate they were. Allah. They were the beloveds of Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam loves someone, then you know, we could say virtually that these people are already loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we know that whoever Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam loves, Allah loves that person. And so he made dua on their behalf also, that, "Oh Allah, I love them, you love them too." And as a result of that love that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had for them, the whole of Medina, they loved Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an. They were already the princes of the ummah on earth before even Jannah. This was the great love and reverence they were held in by the people of Medina, even after the demise of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are so many incidents narrated in the childhood, because Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu was only 6 years old and a few months at the time of the demise of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's all. He was just a 6-year-old boy when his nana passed away. But in that 6 years, there were many, many amazing incidents of the love that Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam displayed to these two grandsons of his, Hassan and Hussein. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam often carried them on his shoulders, and he referred to them as my rehanas, my flowers.
Subhanallah.
He loved them. He called them my. They would climb on Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam whilst he was in sajda in salah, and Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not even move them from his mubarak back. And like how little children, they play with their parents or grandparents, you know, they would also climb, they would come near Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam while she was busy giving the khutbah, and Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam would come down from the middle of the sermon and pick them up and carry them. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be seen, you know, showing love to them, kissing them, cuddling them, hugging them. These were all acts of love that Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed them. He himself named them, and he had done the aqiqah for them. As we know, we should know that Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala was born on the 5th of Sha'ban in the 4th year after Hijrah.
Subhanallah.
So 5th of Sha'ban, that's just about 25 days before Ramadan, in the 4th year after Hijrah, he was born then. And as I mentioned, he was just 6 years and a few months at the time of the demise of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One amazing thing, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, despite his very young age, he had taken bayat on the hand of his grandfather Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he had this distinction and honor that although he was just a young child, but he had taken bayat on the hand of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And thereafter, being in the first of all under the training of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then under the training of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, although their mother passed away very shortly after Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she didn't live very long. Probably Hazrat Hussein would have just been about 7 years old when his mother Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha passed away. But then they were given such a great upbringing by, you know, the pious father and pious mother. And subhanallah, they didn't rest on the laurels that we are the grandsons of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and so we are automatically guaranteed our place in Jannah. They were already told that they are the leaders of the youth of Jannah, but that spurred them on to make even greater ibadah. It is said about Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, that he was extremely pious, very righteous. He read lots of Nafil Salah, he kept many fasts, he went for Hajj, and he engaged in various battles of Islam. And he was extremely brave and courageous. Just like his father, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is known as Asadullah al-Jabbar, the lion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala was a lion, not like how some people are trying to portray him, ma'azallah, like he was a cowardly person and he could not stand up for his rights and he couldn't stand up for the rights of his family. He couldn't stand up for the rights of his wife, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. And right till the end of his life, he led a cowardly life. He was a very scared person. La hawla wala quwwata illa billah. This is actually an insult to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala was a lion of Allah. Asadullah al-Jabbar. He was a mighty lion of Allah. And no enemy could stand in front of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. He was extremely mighty and strong. He is the Fatih al-Khaybar, the one who conquered Khaybar, pulled out the gate of Khaybar with one hand, with one arm, when it was taking 40 men to pull the gate of Khaybar out. That was Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And some people, ma'azallah, they attribute cowardice to this Sayyidina Ali, this brave man, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu had in his veins the blood of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He had the blood of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was therefore extremely brave and courageous and very bold and firm on Haqq and the truth. This is the reason why he did not pull back when he was told by many that pull back, pull back. He did not pull back because he was committed to the principles of justice, and he was committed to upholding the principles and values of Deenul Islam. Therefore, no amount of danger or threats could cow him down or could weaken his resolve when he stood up for truth and justice. And of course, he was, you know, he had heard hadith directly from Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, there are three ahadith that are related directly by Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Imagine at the tender age of just 6 years or less, he had heard these ahadith, and these ahadith are narrated via him. For example, the hadith, من حسن إسلام المرء تركه ما لا يعنيه. This beautiful hadith, this comes from Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said that, this relates from Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that from the beauty of the Islam of a person is to leave that which does not, is of no benefit to him. What is futile and frivolous, he must leave that out, then that is a sign of the beauty of his Islam. And another hadith related by him, very famous hadith also, Al-Bakhilu mani alladhi zukirtu indahu falam yusalli alayya. The miserly person is that person that I mentioned in his presence and he does not recite salat upon me, that is, he does not recite durood upon me. This is the most miserly person. And the third hadith that is narrated by Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, and perhaps he was an epitome of this hadith at the end of his life when he said, من قتل دون نفسه فهو شهيد ومن قتل دون ماله فهو شهيد ومن قتل دون عرضه فهو شهيد. That the one who died defending his life, he is a shaheed. And the one who died defending his property, he is a shaheed. The one who died defending his honor, he is a shaheed. So, as I said early on, Maulana, that here Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala is defending his life, defending his family, and he leaves this the world in this condition. Clearly, the status of shahada as per this hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which he himself had related to the ummah.
Allahu Akbar.
Extremely, extremely generous, very big-hearted, exactly in the footsteps of his illustrious Nana, his illustrious grandfather, his illustrious father. He was an extremely generous person, always giving, and especially very kind and sympathetic to the poor. One who fasted very much, one who read a lot of Nafil Salah, and who did 25 Hajj on foot, pedal Hajj, what is called. From Medina to Mecca, he went on foot for Hajj 25 times. And the, qualities of, as I explained, bravery, generosity, these are the outstanding traits of those people who are truly Sadat and the true offspring and lineage of Sayyidina Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. You will find this quality in the Sadat, that there are people who are brave and there are people who are big-hearted and generous.
Allah.
And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, made the du'as for them, and he was already, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was already shown what will be the outcome regarding Sayyidina Hassan Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. Because I think, as far as I remember reading the narration, it was Umm Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha, that once she found Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam weeping, and she asked of him that, what is it that makes you weep? And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I was shown that these two grandsons of mine, one will be poisoned and the other one will be made a martyr. Mm-hmm. And that was reference to Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he was poisoned to death, and Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu would drink from the cup of martyrdom. From the very childhood of these leaders of the youth of Jannah, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had been informed about what was to happen, what was the future, what was to happen to these beautiful grandsons of his. But here again we can see that they were in the footsteps of the illustrious elders, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, all of them drank from the cup of Shahada. So Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala who also drank from the very same cup of Shahada, and Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala also drank from that cup of Shahada in a figurative sense, what we call Ma'nawi Shahada, a figurative Shahada. He also drank from that very cup of Shahada.
Allahu.
In fact, it is said that on the morning of that tragic incident of Karbala, when somebody saw Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one amongst the Sahaba, I think it was Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an, if my memory serves me well, saw Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream, and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very, very distressed. His Mubarak hair was disheveled, and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a bottle in his hand, and he was collecting blood in that bottle, and they asked him that, what are you doing? He said, I am collecting the blood of my children. And that was the very day that Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu met the Shahadat in the battlefield. Allahu Akbar. In the battlefield, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there again we can see his bravery and valor. He's got a small group of 71 people, and they are fighting against an army of more than 4,000 people, but there's no fear that we are fighting, so we are going to retreat, or we are going to give up, or surrender. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu is not afraid. He carries on, and in the middle of the battlefield, he stops. Even in the middle of the thick fighting, he would never miss a salah. He would stop to read his salah. The most amazing thing in that battle is that when he would stop to read the salah and the azan would be called out, all the soldiers of the enemies would also come and read salah behind him. He was the imam of his own soldiers and followers, as well as all those enemies who were fighting him in the battlefield. They all would come and read the salah behind him.
Allah Akbar.
After the Salah, Sayyidina Hussein would address them and say to them, he'd speak to them, that what is wrong with you people? Why are you attacking me? Do you know who I am? They would hang their heads in shame and say, we are unfortunately under instructions. We cannot go against the instructions. We know what this is not right, but what do? We are just soldiers and we are under instructions of our leaders. And we find that all those people who had actually played any part in the shahadat and the martyrdom of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, according to Imam Shihabuddin Zuhri rahmatullah alayhi, the great scholar of hadith of this ummah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made each and every one of them face the punishment in this world already.
Allah.
Each one met with a terrible fate, Maulana. Some were killed, in the same manner in which they killed Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Others were afflicted by such diseases and sicknesses that they suffered and died. And others were disgraced and humiliated and they died in that condition. They were all given their rightful punishment in this world already before they went to the hereafter, where they will receive the full punishment of their dastardly act of killing the grandson of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But as we say, that it was a dark chapter in the history of Islam, but it is not a day of mourning for this ummah, because we do not mourn our deceased more than 3 days. That is the teaching of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That he said it is not permissible for any person to mourn the death of anyone more than 3 days, except a widow will mourn the death of her husband for 4 months and 10 days. Thereafter, we carry on with life. What we do is we reflect on these great personalities' lives, we draw lessons and inspiration, and we follow in their footsteps. That is what we are required to do.
Mm.
May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we have the deep love for Ahl Bayt, the family of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That includes his wives, all the 11 wives of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, all the daughters of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his 4 daughters, Zainab, Kulsum, Ruqayya, Fatima radiallahu anha, and all the grandchildren of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. These all put together, all collectively are known as Ahlul Bayt. These are all the family of Nabi Akram. We love every one of them with no distinction. We are not like some people who choose selectively and they hate some of the Ahlul Bayt, that is the wives of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and yet they claim to be the lovers of Ahlul Bayt. The true lovers of Ahlul Bayt are those who love unreservedly every one of the Ahlul Bayt. So may Allah Ta'ala make us of those who are the true lovers of Ahlul Bayt, the lovers of the companions of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because definitely we would love to be raised up with them on the day of Qiyamah.
جزاكم الله خيرا. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for your time.
Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.